TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
TM Hyman Radio. Interesting topic last week, popping off part two this week. Special guest discusses her experience with polyamory. polyamory. Folks get it confused. They're like, no, what are you talking about? Polygamy? No. Polyamory? No, you know, you're talking about bigamy. No. Polyamory. It's an interesting term. Not like frequently used. Clearly a rare term, because when I heard it, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I didn't even know how to spell it. I didn't even know how to pronounce it. So the fact that I could actually say the damn word, I need to find a way to reward myself. Tonight, our special guest discusses her experience, part two. We're talking about polyamorous relationships. Google it real quick. Google it as we introduce the crew. And get this thing popping. Plus, we chopping it up with our girl Fee. Hey, it's a full hour tonight because this thing is just that interesting. We left off last week where, like, Hot Chocolate was like, you know, I think
I got questions.
Really, you just like your cake and, you know, eating it too. That's all this really is about.
Yeah.
It's really liking your cake and eating it too. Now, listen, I wasn't mad at that. And we left our special guest, AK, like, I felt like, you know, she wanted to say a whole lot, and she was, like, you know, trying to contain her words, because she could have been like, Vic, please, you know, but she didn't can you come back? Can you come back?
This
hey,
is the
all
platform.
The way live from the other side of the ATL, welcome Hot Chocolate. What's up, mama?
You like, hey, what's going on? Sorry, my bad. I was trying to multitask. What's going on, everybody?
Sorry.
I mean, last week was an interesting show, an interesting topic, because it left you thinking. All of your traditional beliefs, for me, I was educated. When I think of, when I found out what polyamory really is and what polyamorous relationships are, I felt like, well, that sounds like a big old orgy to me. Quite interesting. I found out last week it was nothing like that at all. We're going to pick up. Stand by. All the way from Columbia, South Carolina, she's going to be chopping it up in the kitchen, bringing you something real sexy here shortly. Give it up for Fee. What up, Fee? What's going on in South Carolina? How's the weather?
Oh, it was about 2 degrees away from hell today, but it was cold.
2 degrees.
Yeah, it was cold.
Away from.
But
you just
cold.
Had a parcel on last week, so you know you can't really.
Girl, this weather will have you wearing a toboggan, a North
one
Face, some biker shorts,
yeah,
one
kind of bipolar.
And one flip-flop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure will.
And don't forget your sunglasses. Don't forget your sunglasses.
There you go.
If you want to participate in tonight's discussion, you can jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We're going to welcome our special guest tonight out of the DMV, A.K. Hump Day. Welcome back, mama. Thanks for participating.
Hi, y'all. Thank y'all again for having me. I appreciate it. My hugs. Yes, kisses.
Yes, hugs, kisses, sprinkles,
kisses. I like
glitter.
That.
All that delicious, sexy shit. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. And so, what is on your minds? I want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, the open, the closed. I don't care. I don't mind, because I am open-minded. So that means I am receptive to anything y'all say.
I'm turning it over, and I'm just going to play referee for the most part, just in case we get too far off track, because I work with people who can sometimes get too far off track depending on who's in the room. So I'll go ahead
That's
and turn it over. Turn it over to these folks, because there's a lot going on in our minds when it comes to this topic of polyamory and relationships. Let's go.
I have so many questions. Okay.
Let's go.
So last week, if I remember correctly, you explained a portion of the process, I guess you would call it, of how you find a mate for, and then I think I'm still not really clear. Is it for you? Is it for your fiance? Is it for both of you? Like, how does it work when it comes? And you said it's not all about sex, but let's be clear, it is about sex. In some ways, because sex is important in a relationship. Let's be clear now.
Yes,
you know,
but my issue with, I get it, but I do want to say when I do mention that it's not about sex, that just means initially the reason for having another partner. Because when you are in a relationship, or even with yourself, sex and satisfaction is very important. So you would then have to say, well, you know, is my partner sexually satisfying me? And that's where I said I differ from other people, because I do not want two partners for sex at all, at all. Because if I really need to be penetrated, or if I want to do something different with her, then we can just do that amongst ourselves. However, when it comes to – I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, so you're not sharing your sexual partners with her?
No, I don't do anything without her. I don't do – I'm not out, you know, just doing my own thing. Like, babe, I'm going to go to my friend's house, but in actuality, I'm smanking my friend. No, I don't do anything behind her back. Because with anything, not even this conversation, love, like, I'm a very open person with either myself or with other people. Just – I'm an open book. So I don't hide anything from her. But ideally, the completion that I would like to have in that perfect scenario would be for her and I to share a partner again, and that be completely it. But if it doesn't fall like that, then I'm okay, too, with just it being me and her at the end of the day. But, you know, it's how things happen, you never know.
Are you the one who typically would bring someone into the relationship, or are you open to her bringing someone else in as well?
So far, it really has been me pretty much bringing people into her and I. She had someone in mind. However, she had thought about, in retrospect, the falling out that happened between the two of them before she even met me. So it's pretty much just been really me.
Okay. Now, this is my question for you, Ms. AK.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What if she were to bring someone into the picture and she's all happy, like, okay, you're going to vibe with this person, blah, 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 and y'all get out to dinner and you're like, this ain't the one. But she's really feeling this person. Mm-hmm. How would you respond to that?
Then I cannot invade her happiness. If she's, you know, if she's still happy with me also, then that's perfectly fine. If she does find herself happy with someone else and I don't rock with that person, because I would say I have a good judge of character. But I know her. She's not going to just jump into something and then tell me about it. I'm going to be with her along the way. Maybe not the first date, because that's just, you know, kind of just their saying, their introduction to each other. But I'm going to know about him. I'm going to know how he looks and things like that for safety reasons. But if it does come to, if it ever came to a situation where, you know, she wanted to go further, where she was dating this person and caught feelings, and was just like, look, I want to be with both of y'all regardless of how you feel. Like I said, in a real world, it would never come to that. But if it did, then I would have to rock with it, because my love for her isn't going to stop, nor is it going to go away. So I would just have to go along with, you know, that part. The same thing would happen in my situation, where I believe the second person I brought into a situation was, like, you know, I had already known the person, and I just wanted to see if those two would vibe with each other. And what I thought would have been a great fit, she was like, I really wasn't into her. She just came off like, you know, a long-lost friend where they just, you know, had laughs and, you know, cooked together and stuff like that. But when it came to, well, she's not my type for this, that, and the third, I was just like, damn. So I was just like, the girl go, but we were still platonic friends. So sometimes you're going to experience that. So with all of that being said, I would essentially be okay with it. I would.
Okay.
Do either of you
have you
children?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, what were
you either of you have children? Do either of you have children?
We do have a son that we had with our ex-boyfriend. He will be 6 months this Friday. The one now. Person that we were all in a relationship with, that final person, we had a long history, a great friendship and all of that, and we had a great child out of it. So it's not a regret. It's okay.
Do you mind me
now, how
asking if you carried the baby or if she carried the baby?
No, she carried the baby this go around.
Okay.
Yeah.
This go around. So there's going to be a part two.
I would love for Micah to have a sibling, and so would she. It would just, because of how he and I are, Micah's dad, we would never be together in a relationship, so I know for a fact we would never have sex. So the downside of that, it would be another person to contribute to fathering my child, whether it's through in vitro or whether it's the old-fashioned way. I don't know. I just can't see myself just slanging somebody just to say, let me get your sperm, even if it is a great friend again. I can't.
So you're going to be the one that carries next time?
As long as I'm healthy and able to, yes. But due to some of my health complications and my past medical history, it may not be likely, and due to my age, I really don't know. But next go around, we never know. But,
if you've just joined us, if you've just joined us, our special guest tonight is AK. She is really, she says she's an open book, and she's unfolding about her experience in the area of polyamory. She's in a polyamorous relationship, and she was with us last week. So we're actually picking up just in case you're like, what's going on right now? You have to go back and listen to last week's show. Very interesting where we picked up. We really literally picked up where we left off last week. Have you always been experimental? Like, were you experimental as like a little kid? A little kid.
In what way?
In a non-traditional way. Did you like? Were you kissing and hugging when you were like three when you came through the door?
Mm-hmm. At three.
Not at all. I was very much like to myself. I wasn't like mute or quiet or anything like that, but I was kind of standoffish to where like I literally always had a book in my hand, or I was always just like sitting by myself just chilling. So no, not at all.
So it's not like a personality. Would you say this was, I mean, you know, I guess I'm trying to decipher influence. Is this for this to want to become a lifestyle, full-blown lifestyle, that you can actually articulate, and I think it brings dynamic perspective. And even with the questions that's being asked, it's like, where is the influence? Like, is this like a learned behavior, or like early on?
It's not something that
did you
I
go
picked
about
up
things,
from anyone.
No,
did it's
you go
not
about
something
doing
that I read
untraditionally?
In a book.
Untraditionally,
no,
like even when you were younger?
It's not something that I read in a book. It's not something that I saw a family member do. It's not something that, you know, I saw someone tell, I heard someone tell me in secret, like, yo, I have two boyfriends or two girlfriends. No. It's literally, unfortunately, the same thing as cheating. It's just that everyone knows about each other and they're okay with being together. That's how I see it. Like, it's no difference except for it's not behind anyone's back. Everyone is safe, hopefully practicing, you know, their good sexual habits, safe sex and all of that. So that's kind of how I see it. But then also, I just, like I said last week, it's human nature to be attracted to other people. It just depends on what your attraction is. Like, you and your lady can go out to dinner tomorrow evening, and you will probably be attracted to your server or for your bartender. But how are you attracted to her? Does she have lovely skin? Does she have a nice shape? Do you like her hands? Do you like her handwriting? It can be anything. And there are literally words for things like, do you like people? Are you attracted to handwriting? It's literally how you are attracted to people. And that's, to me, that's human nature. So, like I said, I don't want anyone to misinterpret polyamory or having numerous partners or more than one with just strictly having sex on your mind? Because like I said, with me, my little 1 cent, okay, it's literally I can have a relationship or a rapport with someone and never have sex. It depends on you and your individualism and why you want more than one partner. That's how I see it.
Right. Right. Hey, we got Fee coming up. She's chopping it up for us live out of Columbia, South Carolina at 9:30. Our special guest, AK, will continue on to discuss her experience in the area of polyamory. She's in a polyamorous relationship. If you got questions or you want to comment, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. She's here, and she's an open book. It's all ready.
Real talk, real people, real time. 9:21 just turned here in the south side of Atlanta. The girl Hot Chocolate in the social lab chopping up this really, really deep conversation tonight with our guest, AK. She is telling us about her experiences in a polyamorous relationship. And if you have any questions or you want to comment, weigh in. It's 917-889-3926. Make sure that you press 1 so the engineer knows that you want to participate. You're not just there to listen. Now, AK, please forgive me because I may be telling something about myself with all these questions that are, you know, pertaining to or revolving around sex. However, don't judge me. So, right, like my question would be the intellect that you present in your knowledge of polyamory, and I hope I have to say it's impressive, especially as young as you are. Now, I neither condone or
dismiss
the lifestyle because I really don't know a lot about it. However, to me, it revolves around a feeling of self-satisfaction initially because you're trying to satisfy a need of your own in finding someone to share that lifestyle with. But to me, I just feel like there had to have been a stepping stone prior to this to get you to even have an interest in a relationship that would involve more than one person. So my question is, and if I'm being too personal, you can tell me to mind my business.
No, I promise you're not. Go ahead.
When did you discover your sexuality? At what age did you become sexually active? And was it consensual? Was it through a traumatizing experience? What was your introduction to sex like? That's my question.
Thank you for that second part about consensual sex. I would say the first time I was exposed to being attracted to people, I would say I was under 12. And that was just from watching TV, looking at magazines, and like, okay, cool, that's interesting. The first time I had sex, it was not consensual. But when I came to the point where I was ready and what I consider, you know, with that special person and all of that, I was 1 week away from being 18.
Okay.
And, yeah. With a guy. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, at what age was your first experience with a girl?
I had my first girlfriend when I was 14 and she was 16. The first time I had sex with a girl,
I was actually 16 and she was 17. We did everything except for penetration. So that was a little bit different than what was considered sex to most people, because there was no penetration involved. And to most small-minded people, they just feel like, you know, without something being inserted,
right,
it's just not sex. You just bump into it. And I'm like, wow, really? So, yeah, I would, you know, so I was in my teenage years. However, because of my military lifestyle and me going from place to place, I definitely wasn't, you know, just out here in the streets or whatever, smanging and this, that, and the third. So that's why I said I'm very selective on who I have sex with. And that has always been from day one, minus the rape. So, yeah.
Right. And I think being a victim myself, that has a lot to do with some of the non-traditional decisions that one might make regarding relationships or sexuality. That's why I was asking those questions.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sending you hugs and kisses for your experience.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you, my love. Thank you.
Well, this is like a Oprah, like Mrs. Phil, kind of situation, which is like crazy real, right? I mean, because I'm telling you, the one thing that I am is I'm extremely sensitive to the realities of life, and I'm gonna tell you, Hatakali, you articulated really, I think it really was the question that I couldn't articulate. I couldn't even like get my thought together to ask the question. It's like, did you come to the door hugging and kissing when you were three? You know, no, typically that's not the case, right?
And I knew exactly what you meant when you asked that question.
Yeah, you absolutely asked the question specifically. And AK, the fact that I can't even tell the people how old you are, because I can't remember how old you told us you were last week.
I'll be 35 August 13th.
Okay. I think you're a very mature woman.
Thank you.
And not just mature, you are wise.
Yes.
You know, really wise
beyond her years
and how you articulate. You know, because, again, this is an education. And, I mean, you know, there are people who are always going to think that is one thing. I thought it was one thing. You've educated me in really an hour, 30 minutes last week, and we almost 30 minutes again. Appreciate you for being an open book right here with us, because it's like judge and jury around these parts. We want to know, and we don't even back off. We don't even back off with these real ass questions. Hey. So thanks for rocking and rolling with us. Hey, we got Feet coming up live out of Columbia, South Carolina right now.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ribs,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Okay, guys, tonight we are going to satisfy your sweet tooth. It's going to be my butter crunch cake. Now, this is definitely not low-cal, low-fat, low-carb. It's all of the above. Now, you're going to have 3 cups of flour, two sticks of room temperature butter, 4 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 1 cup of buttermilk, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 cup of white sugar, 4 large eggs, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1 pinch of salt. Now for your crunch topping, you're going to need 1 stick of room temperature butter, 1 cup of cream cheese at room temperature, 3 cups of powdered sugar, 2 cups of toasted coconut, 2 cups of chopped almonds, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 little bit of milk to thin out your crunch topping. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees.
grease and flour a bundt pan, or you can use some nonstick cooking spray. In a mixer, you're going to add butter, sugar, cream cheese, and beat until it's light and fluffy. You're going to add one egg at a time, beat about 30 seconds between each egg, add vanilla. In a separate bowl, you're going to mix your flour, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. Add flour in batches to mixer with the butter, sugar ingredients, alternating with your buttermilk, and you're going to end with flour. That is just to make sure that everything is incorporated. Then you're going to beat that for about 30 seconds on low between each adding of the eggs. With a spoon, mix mixture to incorporate any remaining flour. You're going to beat for about 30 seconds on low, and with the, I've got the whole thing all over again. You're going to pour your mixture into your bundt pan, and you're going to bake for about an hour to an hour and 5 minutes. You're going to remove from the oven, allow to cool for about 10 minutes, and then you're going to flip it onto a cake plate. Poke some holes in your cake using a skewer. Pour your reserved cup of glaze onto your cake, and you're going to then allow that to cool for about 10 minutes. And then once you've cooled it again, I mean for another 10 minutes, you're going to add more glaze so that it soaks into your cake. Absolutely delicious. Now, if you're not a coconut fan, leave out the coconut. If you're not an almond fan, leave out your almonds. But everything else is superb when it comes to this cake.
Chopping it up with Fee, live out of Columbia, South Carolina. Each and every Wednesday, 935.
Yes. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. And just like the general said, it is 935 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hammer Radio. The conversation here got me. I'm all discombobulated right now. First of all, thank you for that dose of house music. It gave me a little bit of, you know, a little two-step, a little dip, you know, a little twist, spin, you know, real quick. I appreciate
though.
That.
Why
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Discombobulated? What's
just
wrong?
Because I'm really trying to open my mind, right, and wrap my
–
it's more than kissing and hugging going on now. There's way more than that going on.
There's a lot of loving popping off. It is.
There's a lot of love popping off. However, I just don't – it sounds like, you know, roses and you know, hearts and
peaches
and cream and yeah, it sounds really nice right now, but I feel like there's so much drama that would, could, or does ensue in these types of relationships, regardless of whether one knows willingly, knowingly about the other, and you know, they're allegedly okay with it.
I think the word is intentional, right? She sounded very intentional, very clear, like the queen, like the queen of the queen bee. Even though, like, you know, the dude is involved, she seems and sounds like she's really like the head of the household, right? I mean, articulate, very intentional, clear.
Yeah, alpha female. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's an intentional lifestyle. You know, one does make a decision about the lifestyle they want, and sometimes we're influenced. And you know, I did just ask, you know, what was this, some kind of influence? No, flat out, no. She says no, right?
No, but I
and
knew
so,
that
I mean, I think what you asked though, I think did speak to some kind of influence. You were very specific, and again, we're talking about a very sensitive topic because often, you know, there's a root cause to everything that is taboo that we really don't want to talk about. And we talk about everything pretty much on this show. We've been open almost by everything on this show, if not everything on this damn show. So, I mean, this is about not just entertainment, information, but it's about education and being open. I mean, think about even – And what I really appreciate is the fact that people come and they can sit down with us and be totally open. Even going back to Monday's show with, you know, Body Sport and Jay coming on, being so ultra ultraly open about her traumatic experience. But this is a very interesting topic right here, the topic of polyamory. If you missed last week's show, please go back and check it out. 917-889-3926. AK is gone, but we appreciate you for stopping past and being so, again, ultra-ly open, being a proclaimed open book. Yourself.
She didn't tell me to mind my business. I like that.
Much appreciated. I mean, yeah. And T, you said, you know, you had one last question. We didn't get out. But what was that question? What was still on your mind prior to chopping it up?
I guess more so since she's getting married. Now you're putting another spin on it. Now you have. Would it be a wife or a husband, whatever you would call that other individual? You have a partner, a life partner. How do you bring someone else into that? Because now you're talking about a union. You're talking, it's just not a boyfriend, girlfriend type situation. Now, do you all go to the altar and say, I do?
I understood it as we all go to the altar. That's how I understood it.
Okay.
Which was different because I've never seen that. And maybe it's just because we've just never seen it. But I was really talking to somebody since last week's show about this. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody about this topic on Sunday, asking did they hear the show. And they mm-hmm. saw the post, didn't hear the show, but talked about a show that they actually watch on TV.
Yeah, I heard about it too.
And it happened to have African Americans as a part mm-hmm. of it, which was mind-blowing. But it was no more mind-blowing
oh, really?
Than when mm-hmm. when we had, you know, black women come on the show and start talking about how they want and get breast implants. It blew my mind. I just didn't know black women got breast implants. I mean, again,
oh, yeah.
you know, sometimes you're just oh, yeah. ignorant to the facts. Sometimes you just don't know, and what you don't know, you don't know. And the one thing about, listen, we've learned a lot on this show simply by people coming on. We just didn't know, but that's why we
yeah.
do it. Again, it's the Social Lab Team Muhammad Radio. We've been talking about the topic of polyamory and polyamorous relationships. It's Hump Day, Relationship Wednesday. Started last week, part one, part two, concluding. But let's just talk about what has happened. When you think about relationships, I think about the first relationship of the United States of America. You know, just like they call it the first lady, right? The White House is the first house. Their relationship is the first relationship. If you were married to the president right now, if you were Melania Trump, Mrs. Trump, what the hell would be the state of your union right now? And see, you know, because you cooking for the president. You laying it out for the president every night in the kitchen, and you laying it on him in the bedroom. I already know. So, I mean, if he come and now he all up in the court because he done paid off, he's being accused of paying off, like, one chick over here. You done dealt with it before, you know, over there and over there. What is the state of your union as the wife of the president?
Honestly, I think I would have known what I was getting into.
Of course you did it for the money. We know you did it for money.
It's for it has to be for the money, because the thought of him without clothes on makes my skin crawl. Yeah.
Hey, you're crazy.
So, you know, you can pay off whoever you choose to pay off, because 9 times out of 10, I'm not humping him. I'm pretty sure I'm not humping him. I'm going to need for him to get it from someplace else. No, I'm going to need for him to get it from some. An orange penis just doesn't even.
Okay.
Ew.
If you were the wife of the president of the United States, Hot Chocolate, what is the state of your union under the circumstances?
I feel fee. Definitely. the carrot, I'm not with the carrot, right? Number one, there's one of a number of things that would be the state of my union. One probably would have been stepping out on my own already, because my husband, who is the president of the United States, treats me like straight garbage openly and behind closed doors. So, you know, why not go out and find someone who's going to appreciate me and give me, you know, the things that he's not giving me? Or I am the first lady in history to file for a divorce while my husband is in office, because this is like whore number 5 or 6 or something like that, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
And he's paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So I was tired 2 whores ago. Quite frankly. So,
two
you know,
whores ago.
Two whores ago, I was fed up. So right now.
Yeah.
What I will say about the first lady is she is going to the funeral of Mrs. Barbara Bush on Saturday alone, without the president, which I found very interesting. And again, shout out to Barbara Bush, because let me tell you something about Barbara Bush. I remember when the first Bush was president, I think I was maybe in middle school, high school, something like that, maybe high school. And I remember seeing a picture of Barbara Bush. And as a maybe a ninth grader, 10th grader, you know, what I wanted to know was who made that man marry his grandma? His grandma.
She's been old like for like 95 years. She's been old forever. And they call her the dating,
granted,
call her like the
Quaker. She's 93, old. So at that point she was probably 65.
Said, I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. Who was like,
he said, who made
why would you marry your grandmama? Who made you marry your grandmama? God bless.
Yeah. I can't. I'm so weak right now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But they were calling her the Quaker Oats guy today.
Oh, the internet must be stopped. I can't.
Go
that
ahead
was.
And laugh.
Ooh.
Okay. Listen.
Go ahead and laugh. Bless her heart.
Sorry. I so respect Barbara Bush because, one, she commanded respect. She commanded
respect. Yeah,
she respect.
Was handsome.
Listen, I respected her from her 8x11 that was on the wall. I respected her when every time I walked past that picture, I stood straight up.
She was handsome.
I'm done with you. What a night.
She was handsome.
God,
she was very gentlemanlike.
And this is Barbara Bush.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Oh.
What the world?
I mean, okay. You know what? Like you said, God bless her. But why didn't Winnie Mandela get the same respect?
You know what? You are absolutely
she passed
she
away,
she
what,
no,
about a week?
Let me tell you something. She did, just not on American airwaves. They celebrated Winnie Mandela all over the world. We just did not.
I'm talking about here.
That's super disrespectful.
We
celebrated Nelson, and I believe Winnie was equally as worthy of that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get that Mr. Bush passed away. I get that, but
let's give credit where credit is due now, and there's no disrespect, right? I mean, because at the end of the day, listen,
not at all.
There's not too many families. They called her the enforcer, and I certainly concur with that. But outside of that, she governed two presidents.
Yeah.
That is
that's true.
An accomplishment like no other at the end of the day. You know, to have two presidents
that's
in the
true.
Family, right? I mean, that's like the Kennedy family almost, with all of those government officials they had in their family. So we don't want to take away the respect and the honor of the dynasty, right, of the political dynasty. I mean, but at the end of the day, listen, you know, we call her in our community Big Mama. You know, we call her Big Mama because she will come down the street in her flip-flops and her house coat and embarrass your ass. Try her if you want to. Right. And
I can see
you know, it is what it is. We all the way live. We balance with it. I'm just glad that my granddaddy didn't marry my grandmama.
Your great-grandmama.
Great.
Yeah.
Two greats.
Yeah.
Because she was 93.
Yeah.
So that's great grandma.
But
it
see, she looks
93
and 93. Yeah.
She absolutely did.
Oh,
it was
man.
Confusing. It was confusing.
Greg. I agree.
I was like, what would make him
say it was confused?
It was crazy that you remember that.
I'm so tickled by that.
I do. And you know why? Because, she was, oh, my God, I hate to say this, but we are so ignorant on this show. She was so wrinkled.
Yeah. Ooh, listen, Listen.
Yeah.
Wrinkled is not even an accurate description of what that woman's skin was. Those were heavy folds. Those were not wrinkles.
Yeah. Her wrinkles had wrinkles.
Had wrinkles, and they had wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
It's the social lab.
She didn't use all of her legs.
At all.
Baby, I like it so.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Radio 9:53 p.m. It is here on the south side of A Girl Hot Chocolate, the General Fee, and we were joined tonight in part two of our special series, Polyamorous Relationships. Thank you to AK again for joining us.
AK.
Certainly delightful talking to her. Can't wait to chop it up with her again, for sure.
Work. And appreciate that recipe coming live to us tonight out of Columbia, South Carolina, chopping it up each and every Wednesday. Feet, much love. Oh man, did you see the president? I think this is a huge distraction. The whole missiles, the launch in Syria, North Korea is something new every day. I mean, something new. I mean, are you all kind of, it's like a ping pong. Can you even keep up with what's going on within the American government?
I'm trying to keep up, particularly with what's going on with North Korea. And I did hear it this morning, something about a secret meeting that he's already had with Kim Jong-un.
Well, he didn't have it. Mr. Pompeo has already been over and supposedly has met with Kim Jong-un already, so they say. We shall see. But it sounds like a meeting has already taken place that was pretty positive. And the president is set to go over and meet with the president of North Korea, possibly within a month. I don't know what's going on, but the president is like doing too much. You're doing too much, Mr. President. You're doing too much.
He's been doing too much.
Yeah.
Long ago. And him meeting with or the meeting that Pompeo had with Kim Jong-un, that doesn't make me feel any more comfortable at all about the situation. And I would not.
None of it.
And I certainly hope that they're not going to let Mr. Trump loose in North Korea by himself to call him Little Rocket Man or something crazy to his face.
Well, there's a lot going on. Stay woke, everybody. Stay woke.
Definitely don't be distracted by all these whores.
Don't be distracted at all. At the end of the day, this is what we've got to remember. The power is within our local communities. What Donald Trump is doing in Washington, D.C. does not impact what's happening on Williams Street or on, you know, on Tidewater Drive or Martin Luther King, right, on Main Street. It doesn't impact what's happening on Pope Avenue, right? I mean, come on, folks. Like, control the controllable. Stay focused. Don't be distracted by what's happening, because it could be real, like, it could almost be like a brainwash or feel like you're being brainwashed because they're all over the place, you know, and it's intentional. In my opinion, it's all intentional. Stay woke, stay focused. It's 9:56 where I am. It's 6:56 way, way out there. Did you see what happened in Hawaii? Like, a flash flood came through Hawaii, and people are fighting for their lives.
30 inches of rain in 24 hours.
So pray for the people in Hawaii tonight, because another storm is coming right on the heels of what just happened there. Folks, pay attention. I talked about the geostorm. And although it's a movie that is certainly a fictitious movie, the concept and what's really happening with the weather is real.
Very.
Stay woke. We're back next Monday, 9 p. Let's get out of here, folks. Thanks for rocking. Thanks for rocking. Think twice about before you get them butt shots, you know, get those booty implants.
Sure.
Think twice. The trauma is
this
real.
Yes. See?
Thank God I was born with mine.
You know what?
Hey, well, loan somebody some. Sell somebody some of yours, damn it. Jay, help them out, Fee.
Yeah, I actually could.
Hey,
I actually could. Yeah.
This has been an awesome week of information. Thank you to our guests, Body by Jay and AK, for joining us. 917-889-3926 is always the number to weigh in. Thank you again for joining us here in the Social Lab, TM Hobby Radio, for the general theme out of Boston, myself, Hot Chocolate. We will see you next week. Have a great weekend.
All right. You guys be safe. Have a great one. See you Monday.
Peace.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio.